Hi, welcome to a Handsome Hour Quickcast, part of the Boiled Sports Podcast Network. I'm Boiler Dowd, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And of course, Mom, thanks for watching. Today's Quickcast, of course, is brought to you by Martin Vintage, martinvintage.com, where you'll find the retro Purdue t-shirts featuring Pete and some other things. They've got a new one that is focused on Purdue's Rose Bowl team back in 2000 that won the Big Ten. Enter Boiled at checkout for 20% off your order. That's martinvintage.com. Heading into Northwestern game, we've got three big questions. Here we go. Question number one, is this team ready to rally around Elijah Sindelar? This will be Sindelar's third start. He started versus Wisconsin. He started versus Rutgers. The Wisconsin game, of course, Purdue was overmatched. Purdue was overmanned. Purdue was coming off the Minnesota victory that was rain delayed, where Sindelar played the entire second half and led Purdue to a game-winning drive, or what looked like a game-winning drive before Bentley got involved. And then Wisconsin really took away Purdue's offense at Camp Randall. No surprise there, since they are such a good defense. But versus Rutgers, Purdue's offense also didn't get on track, and much of that could be due to the way Sindelar was throwing the ball. Not necessarily his accuracy, but I've said it all season long, just his touch makes it hard for this receiving core to handle the passes, regardless of where they are. Will he have a little bit more touch this week, and is the team ready to rally around him in the wake of David Blau's gruesome injury versus Illinois? Question number two, will Purdue get some of their injured defensive players back? Specifically, will McCollum and Hunt both be back? They were both game time decisions last week versus Illinois. They didn't play in the game. Purdue's defense did a good job and was able to hold Illinois to allowing just 10 points. This week, they will need Hunt and McCollum. They will need the shot in the arm that those guys would bring. So if they can get that, I think Purdue has a puncher's chance of beating Northwestern. If both those guys are back, this defense is a different unit. Question number three, does the November success of Jeff Brohm at Western Kentucky translate to Purdue? Is this team another typical Jeff Brohm team where they win the majority of the games in November? I don't know. I think these injuries that we just talked about, the attrition and the fact that Purdue was already not very deep, is really a bigger story. I know Brohm's made some headway. I know the team looks better. They've competed against good programs. This is a ranked opponent on the road. If they can win this game, this is a big deal for the program and another one of those steps forward that a program needs to take to get better. Tune in Saturday evening for Purdue versus Northwestern. Purdue is traveling up to Evanston. It should be a fun one. Northwestern is a good team, but Purdue really needs this one, so they'll be inspired. And I think you're going to see some fun offense. I think you're going to see the playbook opened up a lot more than you did versus Illinois. Thanks for tuning in to this Quickcast. I'm Boiler Dowd, your host. Have a great Friday. BS all the time.